coming, and it's not done yet. This is a time of the year. Demand for gas rises. A switch to more expensive summer blends begins. But add to that, an Indiana refinery was down for 2 weeks, and attacks on oil tankers in the Red Sea have all caused prices to go up. The Energy Department reporting in the past week, the price of regular unleaded has risen 8 cents a gallon to an average of $3.27. And the analysts say this is only the beginning of the increases to come. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a new mission for the Coast Guard near Seattle, trying to make Puget Sound safer for whales. A new pilot program has been launched to alert commercial ships in the area about whale sightings. The hope is that when a ship captain gets the alert, it'll slow down or give the whales a wider berth. I'm Sherry Preston.
All right, it is 9 o'clock. We're going to talk wrestling with Ethan Upson in just a moment here. So hold on for that. But we got Sue Holm with us to talk about the Flamble Area Sportsman's Banquet coming up. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you today?
Good. Good to see you. And
you too.
You know, it doesn't feel like we've had, we always say spring, sure sign of spring, spring's coming. I'm just like, wait a minute, where was winter? What happened here?
So, I don't think a lot of people are complaining.
No, we're not complaining, but it's just very unique. You know, we see all the warmth and the grass out there, and we're like, well, this is what it was at Christmas. What's going on here?
I feel like, right? It's the whole area off.
Yeah. And I mean, it's unfortunate for those enthusiasts that enjoy the winter activities.
And the local businesses that rely on it.
That's right.
So let's talk about the big banquet on Saturday, March 16th. We got a lot going on that day, it looks like.
We definitely do. And I don't know how familiar the audience is with the Flamborough Area Sportsmen's Club. But the club has been around the area since 1955, and right now there's over 100 members within the community and outside the community. And a lot of what they do, the banquet is the only fundraiser that the organization does in order to provide the services that they do to the area and to the children. Their main focus and activities are around two big events, the Youth Fishing Day that's held out at our Coolidge Springs Trout Ranch. They do that, all the third graders. Initially, that event started with a game warden who took it upon himself. It's been going on for over 20 years, but the Sportsman's Club was always involved in it. They mainly provided support. We're out there to help with the kids fishing and stuff, and now they've taken it over since the game warden has now retired that had initiated. But so for over 20 years, they've been involved with that event. So all the third graders in the area come out and enjoy, you know, a day of learning how to raise fish, IDing them. They get to catch fish. And, it's kind of a fun thing. You'd be surprised how many kids of our area haven't even held a fishing rod, you know, by the time they're in third grade, you know. So it's a really cool thing. And then the huge thing that the club has always done is their Youth Shooting Skills Day. So they... youth come out and along with their parents out to the range at the Hay Creek Range for a free afternoon of safety instruction, shooting different age-appropriate guns and bows. There's a free lunch and just lots of different challenges and lots of free giveaways to promote the kids and the youth enjoying our great outdoors. And the range itself is maintained also by the club. So there's a lot of great things that these men and women do and provide, you know, educationally to the youth that we think is huge. So this Sportsman's Banquet is taking place Saturday, March 16th at the Legion. It starts at 4:30, the social hour, with dinner at 6:30 being catered by Country Cafe. So there's going to be lots of gun raffles, games, auctions, lots of really cool stuff. I do believe we still have some tickets available. We did have to increase the number of people that we were going to accommodate. We started out at 125. But the Legion can accommodate more, and the tickets were almost sold out a week ago. So if you're interested in having some fun camaraderie, you know, with other outdoor enthusiasts and supporting the efforts that this club does in the area, you can get a hold of Leroy Schultz. He's the president of the club. His phone number is the way to purchase the tickets. If you don't know of any of the club members, that number is 715-762-4413. And the tickets are $25. So that, you know, gets you an entry into a raffle that's taking place for attendees and also that great meal from Country Cafe. So it's a great way to support these efforts. And I guess we have had a lot of support. We've had over 95 local businesses contribute to this event. along with major sponsors. And if that's okay, I'd like to, can I mention those?
You bet.
All right. So Birch Street Funeral Home, Schwamigan Furniture, Flambeau Lanes and Forward Bank, Industrial Air Products, and the American Legion here in Park Falls, Norvado, and WCQM.
All right.
Of course. You guys get, there we go. Restore You, State Farm Insurance, and Wildwoods Taxidermy. Those are major sponsors, but like I said, we have over 95 businesses in this area who have supported the efforts that, you know, help us accomplish our mission here. So we invite anyone who's interested, give Leroy a call, and come and have some fun with us.
Yeah, it's a very important, the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Club, very important. Get the youth out there. They have a lot of options. A lot of them would rather sit in front of a computer, their phone, video games. We got to get them out. We got to get them moving. And then when they get older, a lot of them like to come back here because they enjoy the fishing. They enjoy the hunting. So it's just
it's a wonderful area for it.
Yeah, and that engagement between the youth and the older people, too, and passing along the knowledge. It's just a great link. It's just a great thing that the club does.
Yes. No, I agree. And so, definitely give it some thought. And if you'd like to just join as a member, Leroy can help you out with that, too.
All right. 762-4413 is his number.
That's right.
Leroy Schultz. All right. Sue, thank you for coming in.
You are welcome. Nice seeing you.
Always good to see you. We're going to jump right into our wrestler. We have Ethan Upson on the line with us, Phillips Longer wrestler. Ethan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. Congratulations on your accomplishment, making it to state.
Thank you.
Is this your first trip to state, Ethan?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the season, first of all. And, what year are you at Phillips here, Ethan?
I'm a senior this year.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about your season. As you headed into this season, was this the goal? Was this your ultimate goal at the end?
Yes, that was my goal, to just make it to state, and now I'm just going to see how I do there.
All right, at the 144-pound weight class, is that right?
165 pounds.
I'm sorry, 165. I got you lighter than you are. All right, that was a couple years ago, baby. All right, talk about the season. How did the duels go? Talk about some of the tournaments, maybe a highlight of the season for you for your senior year there, Ethan.
Throughout the season, a little rough. Came in too heavy. I started at 175. That's where I got four of my first losses. And then throughout the season, I did pretty good. I only lost the two games in my weight class at 165. The highlight of my season was actually beating Jack Owens. Earlier in the season, he beat me 6-1 at Cadot tournament. And then it was a really big accomplishment for me because I trained so hard just to beat him. And then at sectionals, when I versed him, I beat him 10-0.
All right. Yeah, you not only qualified, but you won regionals and sectionals, correct?
Yep.
All right. And that's not easy to do. I've been following wrestling and sectionals and state for many, many years. That is a great accomplishment. What about the conference meet this year? That's always tough, that Merrillwood conference meet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I had some really good competition. My last match, I think I won 6-1. I beat Jack Tubbs to get there.
Okay. All right. Always great competition when you get the Merrillwood South schools, especially mixed in with that. So what's it look like for this weekend? When are you going to be, when is your first match, first of all, Ethan?
My first match is 11:30 on Friday.
Okay. 11:30 on Friday. And always that first match is always big, isn't it?
Yep.
Kind of set the stage for the rest of the rest of the weekend and to move on. What's your schedule? Are you going down Thursday, I would assume, Thursday night?
We're going down Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, okay. All right. And they hold this still in Madison at the Field House there? Is that where we're at this year?
The Kohl Center,
I'm sorry. I'm old school. I'm the old Field House. great atmosphere. Have you been down to the tournament before? I know you said you haven't wrestled in it, but have you been down to watch?
Yep, I went down there last year to watch a couple of my teammates wrestle.
Yeah, it's quite a spectacle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the great tournaments that you'll find throughout any of the championship night, Saturday night. is obviously very special. So when did you start wrestling? You're a senior. When did you start wrestling, Ethan? What age?
I started wrestling in kindergarten, I think.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So lots of memories of the tournaments and running on Saturdays and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yep. A lot of memories.
Lots of great memories. All right. Well, Ethan, we wish you the best at state. We wish we could have a couple of your teammates with you. A couple of your teammates, I know, came really close. I'm sure you felt bad about that. But we celebrate your accomplishment, Ethan. To make it to the state wrestling tournament is just so difficult. And we celebrate your accomplishment there. Are either one of your coaches there with you, or were they unable to join us?
Yeah, Mr. Brown is with me right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why don't you pass it over to him quick, Ethan? Good luck to you this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Joel.
Morning, Tim. You got to be really proud of this young man. What a story and, perseverance. Started as very young, and he's a senior, wins regionals, wins sectionals, which is very hard to do, and here he is at state.
Yeah, it is quite an accomplishment. You know, a lot of it is his parents did a lot of traveling with Isaiah and Kaylee and Ethan and took him a lot of places, gave him a lot of experiences, and it's kind of all come together, you know. And well, sometimes we still joke about, you know, getting beat up by his sister, so.
It made him tough, huh? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And for you as a coach, and for I was fortunate enough earlier in my radio career, just several years I covered the state tournament from beginning to end, and it is just constant, so much excitement, and I couldn't imagine as a coach how much fun it must be and exciting to be down there on the floor and see young men like Ethan compete.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I still get butterflies going down there just walking in the building and as soon as they start warming up, and then you go through until the finals, and I don't know, like you said, I think the finals, many years ago we were able to go to the Olympics and my son was younger and he said, Dad, this isn't quite like the state tournament though.
Yeah, where they drop the lights and they have the spotlight. It is just that Saturday Night Championship, I think, is the most special of any of the high school sports.
We look forward to it every year, even if when we don't have somebody down there.
Yeah. Talk about his draw in that first round. Have you looked at that and what things look like? Obviously, everybody's tough at state, but who's he got in that first round?
Okay, so now they seed everybody 1 through 12 through some great complex system that we have to record all the matches. So Ethan ended up with a 3 seed.
Oh.
So that he gets the bye first round, and he'll wrestle the winner of a young man from Laconia and somebody from Johnson Creek. And they're both pretty solid opponents. You know, they actually wrestled each other in their sectional, and now they meet in state tournament, which is one thing I don't like about the way they're seeding it. But he'll wrestle the winner between two solid opponents, one from Laconia or one from Johnson Creek, whoever wins that first match.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I guess overall that seeding process and the computerization of it and stuff, I mean, it's got to be tweaked for all sports, I think, but in general, I think it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, so at 106 pounds, we had arguably, you know, either top three in state wrestled each other, and they got a two seed and a 3 seed, you know, so there's some times where a sectional champ might not be one of the top 4 kids in the state, just depending on the sectional.
Yeah.
So there are some good things. I just wish they didn't meet up kids from the same sectional first round.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's some tweaking to do in that whole system. So, All right. Well, Coach Brown, congrats. Enjoy the weekend down there with Ethan. Again, always an exciting time at the Cole Center, and we thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thanks a lot for having us, Joel.
All right, you betcha. Coach Tim Brown, Coach Grappa also helps out with the Joe Grappa with the Logger Wrestling Program. They kind of co-coach. And Ethan Upson, he'll be wrestling on Friday morning representing the Phillips Loggers.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing 4 more of Governor Evers' appointees. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Yesterday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Todd Ames from the Natural Resources Board. A proposed constitutional amendment would stop Wisconsin governors from raising taxes or fees on their own. The last straw for Republicans was when Governor Evers used his line item veto to raise school spending for 400 years. Yesterday's vote in the Assembly was the first step in the plan. It needs to pass the legislature again next year, then go to a statewide referendum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, February 24th from 4 to 7 at the Mercer Senior Citizen Center, it's the Mercer VFW Post Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, featuring spaghetti with meatballs or sausage for $15, and coffee, salad, garlic bread, and dessert. Beer, wine, soda, and water are also available, with takeouts upon request, plus basket raffles. Be sure to stop by to help support Mercer's VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. Badgers get past Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin had the lead, but Maryland closed the gap in the final minutes. The Badgers getting the win, 74-70, thanks to Wisconsin's Max Klesman at the foul line.
One more free throw for Klesman. Eyes the rim. He'll send it. Good night. He hit them both, 74-70, and the Badgers win by four.
NFL David Bakhtiari says the knee is doing great after his latest surgery and thanked his doctor, Brian Cole, on Twitter. Cole, a Chicago-based surgeon. NBA, no one was more surprised the Bucks were firing Adrian Griffin last month than his replacement, Doc Rivers, who was on SiriusXM.
Be honest, I told our owners when they called, I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And they said, you know, one of the things they said was, well, it doesn't matter. We've done it now, and we want you. That's where you had the hesitation.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the girls' basketball tournament scene last night, the Butternut girls, they win at home over Mercer, so they now will get Hurley Friday night. You'll have that game on 103.1 in the Civic Media app. Mellon gets a win last night also, so they will advance on. They'll travel to Drummond on Friday night. Prentice, a 7-seed, gets a home win. They'll travel to Owenwithie. They are the 2-seed. South Shore, the number 1 seed in that section. They will play host to Gilman. They won on the road last night. The Shawamigan girls, they fall at Cadott last night, so Cadott advances on to take on Cameron. Lakeland had a first-round bye, one of the better teams in Division II. They'll be in action coming up on Friday. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 46. Friday, sunny and cooler with a high of 29, but we're going to bounce right back into the 40s. For the weekend, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
More of Reality Radio at 98Q Country. We will throw some snowballs coming up in just a little bit, so hold on for that. But we've got Ron Nolan with us, who is with Nemeth Implement and down in Stetsonville. And some of you may know about the business, some may not. And that's why we got Ron in here to kind of talk about this historic business here in northern Wisconsin. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And you were telling me off air, Ron, that Nemeth Implement is a business that's been passed to some different families over the years. But as far as the location and the implement dealer itself, it has a long history. And you're not really sure how long, but it's been around a long time, right, Ron?
Yeah, we've been researching the business over the past year here, trying to figure out exactly when it kind of started, but. What we do know is we have customers that have been there 80 years, 85 years, those customers are still in business.
Oh, yeah? So you can date it that far back, you know, right?
Well, we have proof of sale records back to 1935.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. So original building, obviously. No. Okay, no. Different, but it did transfer over.
Yep.
Okay, very interesting. So when we say implement dealers, some people are just like, well, what are we talking? Are we talking just tractors? What are we talking here? So talk about the different types of equipment. And you're an authorized dealer also for several different brands, right?
Yes, yes. We have many different brands, Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog. Those are a few of our majors. The implements are basically anything that'll connect to a tractor or a piece of equipment is considered to be an implement.
Okay. All right. So something as simple, what would be a brush cutter or something like that? Or what are some of the more popular ones that people like to hook up and grunt a little bit and put a little Swisher cigar in their mouth and drive around and do crazy things? What's some of the more popular things?
The most popular implements would be a box blade on the back of a tractor, a brush cutter, or even snow blowers, whether they're front or rear mounted. Yep.
Sure, sure. So, different types of, and we've seen a lot of advancements, I'm sure, in this area and availability, and having a dealership like you available to folks right here, it's getting sometimes a little bit harder to find with the way the economy has changed in the last 20, 30 years, but you guys have all kinds of stuff available for them, and it's nice. I'm sure people appreciate having a local contact like you, right?
Yes. And we offer everything from food plot seeders to tree trimmers. And everything in between.
What was the first one you said? Food plot?
Food plot seeders.
Okay, food plot seeders. Okay, what is that? Describe that. Educate me on that a little bit.
Essentially, you work up your ground in whatever method you'd like, whether it be plowing or dragging or tilling. And then we have a seeder that one pass, and it will seed your food plot with whatever seed you want to put into the ground.
Oh, okay. Yep. Nice. We have some things going on here right now and through the end of March here at Nemuth Implement, kind of a little encouragement for people to come down and chat with you and talk about what you guys offer there. So talk about that a little bit if you could.
The first thing we have is we have on Facebook, if you follow us on Facebook, we have what's called What Is It Wednesdays.
Okay.
You can get 5% off your sale up to $100 if you know what the product is on Facebook.
Okay.
And we run that every week, and you can use it one time per week. And it saves customers a bunch of money, and it helps get our name out there on social media as well.
All right, so they can look for NIEMUTH, Nemuth Implement, right?
Yep.
All right, on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any special offers that are going on right now in the spring as people are getting out and moving?
Well, most all tractors and skid steers have 0% financing right now. Depends on which machine you buy, but it could be 48 months or 60 months of 0% financing.
Yeah.
We're also going to be at the Medford Home Show with a big booth, and you can win some prizes. We're having beef and beers as a main prize. Okay. All you have to do is get a quote on anything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm sure it's going to, and how long have you been with the business, Ron?
I myself have been with the business for 25 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of, because up here we get a lot of people who inherit property, maybe from their parents or whatever, and they come up and, you know, they retire up here, and maybe they're not backwoods, but they want to be. They come from the city. I'm sure you get a lot of people walking into your business and saying, what's that? Or, I need to clear some brush, educate me. There's a lot of that going on, isn't there?
That is what we do. That's one of our primary objectives and why we're still around, is we help the customer find what's best for them, whether it's they want it as simple, one passed or done, or if they want to save some money and figure out how to get the job done and what it takes.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's people that come in that have never been on a Bobcat or something like that, but they've seen them and they know they want one, and you got to kind of educate them on how to run it, right?
Absolutely. We do our best to size the equipment and the customer's needs. The customer doesn't need a 100-horsepower skid steer if he's just going to go clear some brush. Matter of fact, he doesn't need a skid steer at all. He might want a compact tractor and a brush cutter. But maybe he's got too much money and he wants to spend all that. But we try to size you into the equipment that you need now and in your future endeavors, yes.
Yeah, it's nice to have people like you at Nemuth Implement to chat with them and talk about it. Now, folks might not be familiar with where you are in Stetsonville, down south of Phillips. So talk about your location there, if you could.
Well, we're in Stetsonville. We're on the south side of Stetsonville. We're actually on both sides of Highway 13.
Okay.
Most of our equipment is all on the west side of Highway 13, and our offices are on the east side of Highway 13.
All right. So you've seen them on your folks, your trek down to Medford down there. You've seen Nemuth Implement right there, the big implement dealer. So people can always reach out to you through Facebook if they like, or they can give you a call down there too, right?
Yep, like. They can give us a call at 715-678-2271. They can also reach out to us at sales@nemethimp.com or info@nemethimp.com.
Yeah.
Or our website, nemethimp.com.
N-I-E-M-U-T-H-I-M-P, nemethimp.com. And if you're a new property owner up here, you're just looking for implements or you want to know the latest that there is, because there's always, even in this industry, I would guess there's still always new technology, and you're learning too, probably, right?
It changes every day.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we mentioned the purchase too, but the service too. I mean, if someone has something on their property that's not working right, you know, you guys can help them out and see if it's something they can fix up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. We sell obviously all the parts and all the service behind everything. We service what we sell, and that's why we're still here. The Alice Chalmers tractors, which have been historic for over 100 years, we have more Alice Chalmers parts than probably any dealer in the state. If you have an Alice Chalmers, yeah, we have pretty much the parts that for you, or we can at least get them. Most everything we'll have,
though. About a 19, I'm trying to think of what year, I learned to drive on a Ford 8-inch tractor. 1934, maybe. I don't know what the year was, but I had the old knob start, electric start in the middle. I learned to drive on that when I was like 10 years old, and I think a lot of people have those stories too. Those implements and tractors, those are kind of what their first driving experiences are, right?
Yep. And yeah, and we have parts for those too. I learned to actually drive on an Alice Chalmers B. My dad said if I could start it, I could drive it. Well, I started it in gear. So I had to catch it and drive it.
Our driveway was like a quarter mile long, and I would ask my dad, can I take the tractor up to get the mail? So he'd let me drive that baby up there. I mean, his only concern was me turning around on the road. Yep. That was the only concern. All right, so Nemeth Implements, Stetsonville, right on Highway 13 on both sides there, actually. You can reach him at 715-678-2271. Nemeth Implements. NIEMUTHIMP.com. Check them out on Facebook. Sounds like you have some fun on there every Wednesdays too.
Yep.
With some interesting photos of some implements and stuff like that. So, all right. Well, Ron, it was good to meet you. And good to have you on the air here with us. And enjoy, enjoy spring, but it's been spring for like 3 months. So it's been kind of a weird winter, I'm sure.
Snowblower sales ain't doing very well.
I was going to say, not having the snow equipment, but now people are ready to go dig up the ground now, so we'll do that, right?
Yep.
All right, Ron, good to meet you.
Yep, thank you.
Ron Nolan, Nemeth Implement, joining us here on Reality Radio.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Jordan Davis. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got
Tucson to live. You're listening to 98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I
country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawl and just can't help it cause they just
still got some local stuff to talk about. We're going to throw some snowballs right now, though. 715-762-3221. Caller 4. I'm going to give you a chance to be a winner, I think. I think we're on a three-game win streak, aren't we? 1, 2, 3. I believe, yeah, I believe we're on a three-game. 1, 2, 3. Is it 4? I think 4 in a row. All right. So caller 4, if you have not won twice, you are eligible. Go ahead and dial us up at 715-762-3221. Your local Park Falls BP, they're right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13. Fuel up your car, fuel up your body, fuel up your whatever. Let your dog take a sip of coffee. No, don't do that. Fuel up everybody, get them moving at your Park Falls BP. Chips, soda, whatever you need, snacks. You swing in there quick. Local folks, you know them. Park Falls BP, right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. We're excited to bring you tournament girls basketball Friday night. It's another doubleheader. Butternut going to host Hurley on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app Friday night at 7. Phillips will host Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Friday night, 7 o'clock, right here on 98Q, 98QCountry.com, and also on the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. You go on there. It's absolutely free. You can go on there. You can not only listen to 103.1, you can listen to us. You can listen to other Civic Media stations around the state, and there's some really good programming on there. A lot of it, most of it, Wisconsin-based, with Wisconsin interviews featuring Wisconsin artists. It's pretty cool. So check out that Civic Media app. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Going for 5 in a row. Who is this?
Linda.
How are we doing today, Linda?
Good.
All right. All right, here we go. Let's spin that wheel, Linda. Let's see what we're... Hey, Linda, we got a $25 certificate to Leisure City over there in Woodruff, and all right, we've got a lot of winners in a row, Linda. Let's see if we can make you a winner. Gunner A or Gunner B, which one is all sighted in? Which one's the winner?
Try Gunner B.
Gunner B, she says. Let's see if that's the one. Good luck to you. Here we go. Good news is you're still alive, Linda. A lot of chances for you to play and win. Hope you have a great day, Linda.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's try. Let's do it again right away. Caller 4. Let's let her fly again. Let's go back to back here with Snowball. because we're running out of snow. It's warm out there. We got to do this quickly before I can't find any more snow. 715-762-3221. Caller 4, we're going to throw some snowballs again in just a moment.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
All right. We have brought in the game show authority, Austin, to oversee this. Who is this? Hang on just a second here. If I punch the line right there, that'd make it a lot easier to talk to him. Who is this?
This is Tracy.
All right, Tracy. All right, we're going to try to get you that second. I think you won once, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it, Tracy. Let's see what we got here for a prize for you, first of all. All right, Tracy, we got $25 that we're going to give you to the Great Northern Motel in the Wolf's Den in Mercer. They have fabulous, fabulous food there. All right, Tracy, under the advisement of Austin, of young Austin, the all-knowledgeable, we need to know, is this Gunner A or Gunner B that's sighted in? We reshuffled them after that loser before. Tracy, which one?
Let's go with
it. Which one, A or B?
A.
A, she says. All right, let's see if A is the one. Here we go.
Who's that?
Chances for you. Thanks for playing along. Hope your day's a good one.
All right, thank you.
Austin, what's your favorite game show of all time? Number one that you've watched that you...
Bold of you to assume I watch game shows.
Have you... Okay, let me rephrase that. Austin, have you ever watched a game show on television? Because I know your age group, your phones, your... You don't watch TV? You don't watch TV that much, probably.
I don't watch TV at all.
All right, so how about a game... When I say game show, what do you think of? Game show...
I immediately think of something like The Price is Right or Family Feud.
I see The Price is Right. Lives through generations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, continues. Continues with, I think Drew Carey's retiring now from The Price is Right.
Somebody the show else. That never dies.
Yeah, it just keeps going and going. It's a classic. A little too much energy. My wife and I watch the new Price is Right sometimes. They're just a little too happy to be there.
Yeah.
It's just too much. The old Price is Right, if you watch Price is Right on the Pluto channel, on your app, on the app that's free,
from not sponsored,
from back in the 70s and 80s, the energy for that is perfect. They're excited, but they're not jumping up. They're not. Nowadays, Price is Right is just way too much.
Back in the old days, they were happy, but these days, it's like they're on drugs.
It's like they're coached. They're coached, obviously. They're like, have you ever heard of the game show Press Your Luck?
Haven't.
With the whammies.
Have not.
YouTube it some dirt. Just search for it on YouTube or something. And that's a coached up show because the people on there are just like over the top, just insane.
Yeah.
But I watched a lot of game shows when I was a kid because that was if you were home sick from school or during the summertime, game shows were all over daytime TV. Mm. I mean, they were everywhere, from Password to Tattletales to Price is Right. Obviously, the biggest game show of all time is probably Wheel of Fortune.
That, actually, I forgot about that one. I have seen a game show. It was Wheel of Fortune.
But
and Jeopardy.
But I think that says something about the Wheel of Fortune, that when I said game show, you didn't think of Wheel of Fortune as a game show. You thought of it more as just kind of a entertainment. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just a show.
Because it doesn't have that crazy, over-the-top, stupid game show feel where... Here's what bugs me most about game shows, is that somebody says, they pull them up on stage or whatever, and says, all right, Bob Smith, here's what you could win. And they open up a new car, and they just freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Somersaults, flipping out. And I'm saying to my wife, he didn't win it yet.
Exactly. That's a little preemptive.
It's probably, odds are he's not going to win it. So I would show some emotion if I actually won a new car.
Yeah.
But not... When
it's being presented, it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah. So it comes back to our very own little game show, the Throwball Snowdown Showdown Mowdown. We'll do.
Someday we'll get the name down.
We just change it every day. We'll play again tomorrow morning. And thanks to all of our participating sponsors, $25 in gift certificates still available again tomorrow morning.
Party like the old-timers at Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday, February 24th, during the Prohibition Party. Turn the clock back to the roaring 1920s. DJ Frank spins the tune starting at 9, with a swing dance competition at 10. Enjoy specials on popular drinks like Gin Rickeys, Bee's Knees, and Highballs all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Prohibition Party, happening Saturday night, February 24th, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Psst. Hey.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Uh-huh.
Can I use it with my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 46. Friday, sunny and cooler with a high of 29. But we're going to bounce right back into the 40s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Q Country.
Tyler Hubbard there before we wrap up this edition of Reality Radio. We want to go through a couple more events this weekend that I haven't mentioned yet. First of all, spaghetti dinner. The Mercer VFW Post is having a spaghetti dinner on Saturday at the Mercer Senior Citizen Center. This sounds wonderful. Spaghetti with meatballs or sausage. You get salad, garlic bread, dessert, coffee, all of that. And you're supporting the VFW, the Mercer VFW, $15. And beer, wine, soda, and water will be available for purchase also. There's basket raffles. Mercer Senior Citizen Center, Saturday, 4 to 7. Also, the Zor Shriners Flambeau Clowns are having a meat raffle the meat raffle. And this is at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar. And they're doing this on Sunday. Sunday at 2 o'clock. And all proceeds are going to benefit the Shriners Flammable Clowns. So that will be Sunday. If you want to go on down to the 3 Mile Corner Bar, they'll be doing that raffle starting at 2 o'clock. Community reminders for you from 98Q Country. What is this? It's Wednesday, so we got a day off today. The Bucks are in the All-Star break. We'll gear back up some high school boys basketball tomorrow night. Doubleheader of girls basketball on Friday. And then Friday night, also after our local coverage, there's Bucks. 9 o'clock. The Bucks and Timberwolves are going to play on Friday night. So big stretch. We'll rest up today. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Hope it's a great Wednesday for you. John St. John. It's coming in next. Our guy, our local guy, Greg Gunderson for you from 2 to 7. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Have your boots been under?
Update, Ileana, good morning.
Good Good morning.
What's happening at Logger Camp? You guys got a foot of snow down there this morning?
No.
No? Not quite.
I mean, it's cold, but, I mean, the roads are clear, and I'm grateful because I don't like driving on the snow. So.
You will forever remember your senior year of high school, Ileana. You can look back when you're older, and you can say, my senior year of high school, we didn't have any snow. There was no snowmobile trails open, and people will gasp.
Yeah, like, I know. It's crazy, too. I was just talking to my softball coach a couple days ago, and I was like, you know, we'll be able to get out on the field our first day of practice. And he's like, yeah, hopefully. So, you know, you never know with Wisconsin. They may dump a foot of snow, 20 feet of snow. You never know.
Well, lots happened at the Phillips School. Ileana, give us an update.
Sounds good. I'll start with our high school sports update. We got a lot going on. I'll start with girls basketball. The girls are moving on to playoffs this week, and we'll play 7 p.m. on Friday against the number 7 seed, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. And then when the girls win on Friday, they will play for a regional title on Saturday at home at 7 as well, against the winner of the Cameron, who is the number 3 seed, and Cadott, the number 6 seed. So we'll walk away hopefully with a regional title on Saturday, and then next week travel to start sectional playoffs.
Yeah, all right.
For boys basketball, they play at Rib Lake tomorrow for their final regular season game, and then we'll host Spencer at home on Tuesday for their first regional playoff game at 7 p.m. Okay. So super fun. We get to see our boys and girls basketball play their at least first regional basketball game.
Yes, yes, all right.
For wrestling, senior Ethan Upson will head to state tomorrow to compete at the Kohl Center in Madison, and will wrestle around 11:30. I believe it is sectional. He got first place, so he's super excited. I was talking to him in the hallway this morning, and he's like, yeah, I can't wait. And hopefully he'll bring us home a state title.
He was on with us this morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, was he really? Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you betcha. You bet.
That's awesome. And then for school updates, we have a booster club meeting tonight at 5:30 in the high school library. Today, students are bringing artwork to the Merriwood Art Show in Wausau. So I believe how that works is students that have like fantastic artwork to go and show off their artwork at the art center. So that's exciting for them. I know last year we had seen a couple pieces from seniors and stuff, and they do a fabulous job. They're very good at what they do.
All right.
And then one last thing, Marianne Ashley